news, the stories, the views. The Sean Reimer Show is on now.
Adam McManus in for Sean Reimer. You can learn more about me at my website, adammcmanus.net. That's spelled M-C-M-A-N-U-S.net. Coming up at 6:30, World Vision, the Christian humanitarian organization which provides food and clothing to the impoverished, sold its soul as they now turn a blind eye from their employees marrying someone of the same gender. Perhaps they feared they might lose anywhere from $180 to $300 million a year of taxpayer money if they were not in the good graces of liberal President Barack Obama. And don't forget, tomorrow on the show at 5 o'clock, we'll have both candidates on from the 23rd Congressional District GOP primary runoff, Kiko Canseco at 5 o'clock and Will Hurd at 5:30. My guest this hour is Ray Comfort. He has produced a movie called Noah, The Last Days, a direct shot across the bow, as it were, of Hollywood's Russell Crowe epic movie called Noah. But first, let's listen to part of the trailer of the Russell Crowe movie out this Friday, March 28th.
Noah. What did he say?
He's going to destroy the world.
My father said that one day, if man continued in his ways, the Creator would annihilate this world.
Can it not be averted?
He speaks to you. You must trust that he speaks in a way that you can understand.
I saw water. Death by water. And I saw new life.
A great flood is coming. We build a vessel to survive the storm. We build an ark.
Mother! What is them?
What do you want?
You don't know your king.
There isn't anything for you here.
I have men at my back. And you stand alone and defy me.
I'm not alone.
You know, when I first saw pieces of the movie coming together on YouTube, Ray Comfort, I was excited that it looked, you know, theatrically, visually compelling. Russell Crowe, of course, a big name actor. They were making, they were spending a lot of money on it, and I thought, well, this is great. They've obviously been inspired by the success of the History Channel's The Bible that Mark Burnett and Roma Downey, the Hollywood couple that has kind of championed some of these faith-based initiatives, put together, who subsequently did Son of God that was out in the last several weeks that I saw and was pretty impressed with. But when I began hearing more about the script and how far it strayed from the biblical text, I began scratching my head and wondering, why would Hollywood put out a movie aimed at a faith-based audience that simultaneously slaps the faith-based audience in the face?
You know, Adam, I watched the trailer 2 months ago, but I had insight because I had two friends, close friends, that were invited to a pre-release. They were given front seats, treated like kings, until after seeing the movie, they filled out the forms and said, horrible, hate it. And they were asked to leave before the program had finished. But they signed forms before they watched the movie saying they couldn't go public. And so they told me it was a horrible movie. When I watched the trailer, I was very impressed. A trailer's kind of like an appetizer, a nice chocolate appetizer, and then they serve up a dead horse on your plate. And that's exactly what's happened with this Noah movie. The trailer is fantastic. With our movies, when we want to put out a trailer, we make sure it sings. You know, we grab all the highlights from our movies, and we give it good, pumpy music, and 60 seconds at the end of it, you just feel good. And that's exactly what the Noah movie did. The trailer did. It's just wonderful, but it doesn't deliver. It's absolutely horrible. Noah runs around as a psychopathic killer who hates people and wants to kill his own family. It's just crazy. I don't know why they've done this. If they did it right, we'd support it, and they've done it wrong.
Quite a bit different from what the Bible says, that he was a righteous man.
Absolutely, and he found grace in the eyes of God, and he preached righteousness. This Noah is nothing like the biblical Noah. You know, all they have to do is do it according to the script. That's why the Bible's called scripture. They just had to stay. And they can have poetic license if they want. I mean, the Ten Commandments, Cecil B. DeMille. He didn't come out with 12 Commandments and say, oh, I've dropped the one about adultery because Hollywood felt uncomfortable. He had the Ten Commandments. 1956, highest grossing film, the Ten Commandments. America loved it. Same with Ben-Hur, 1959. 11 Academy Awards, highest grossing film of 1959. They didn't crucify Jesus between two rapists because it looked better. No, they put him between two thieves. They stayed according to scripture. They had poetic license. Ben-Hur run around kissing pretty ladies. That's fine. That's life. But all they have to do is stay according to script. And, you know, I've got 412,000 followers on my Facebook page. If this Noah had been a good Noah movie, I would have been saying things like, please support Hollywood. We want more biblical-based movies. But I'm not. I'm saying, hey, if you want to go, go, but know what you're getting into. This is not a biblical movie. It's actually a horrible movie that will make you coming out and think, I just got ripped off.
You're listening to The Sean Ramos Show. I'm Adam McManus. My guest, Ray Comfort, who is analyzing the Hollywood movie Noah, starring Russell Crowe, as we take your phone calls at 599-5555. Do you plan on seeing the movie, number one? And number two, if you are a person of faith, if you're Jewish, if you're Christian, does it bother you that Hollywood has strayed so far from the biblical text? 599-5555, the number. You know, you talked about some of the movies in the past, like Ten Commandments and Ben-Hur, that were faithful to the story, and they did well at the block at the movies. But wow, look at The Last Temptation of Christ. By contrast, here's a movie that suggested that Jesus was sinful, that he wasn't the Savior, he wasn't God in the flesh, he was something other than this. He was perhaps having a fantasy about who he was, or he was a liar, and it was a bomb at the box office, wasn't it?
Does bomb mean it took off or exploded and went nowhere?
It went nowhere.
Oh, well, that's good. I hope this Noah goes nowhere, too. You know, the Paramount Pictures, who produced Noah, seem like nice people. But I want to tell you, they've got a dirty little secret they don't want most people to know, and that is they're the producers of The Wolf of Wall Street. Now, Wolf of Wall Street broke Guinness Book record because it had 506 F-words in it. 506. Every 21 seconds, someone let that word out of their mouth. But what they don't want you to know is they took the name of Jesus Christ and blasphemed it 15 times and put Jesus effing Christ about 3 or 4 times in the movie, plus they blasphemed the name of God in the same movie 45 times. These are the same producers of the Noah movie. So if you go to the Noah movie, you're putting money into the pockets of these wolves of Hollywood so they can produce more movies like The Wolf of Wall Street. So, you know, I was talking to a guy the other day. I was filming him, interviewing him, sharing the gospel with him. He says, I'm a Christian. I said, but I heard you use the F word a minute ago. He said, yeah, that's all right. I said, you're reading your Bible? He says, yeah. I said, what did you read? He said, well, last night I read John 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, listen to this, that whoever effing believes on him should not perish but have everlasting life.
What?
How come we've got a generation that are potty mouth, that are filthy mouth, that blaspheme the name of God? It's because Hollywood's spread and it's filth. It's like poisoning the system. $3 million is spent for 30 seconds advertising on the Super Bowl. Why? Because they know if they can just get that product in front of your face, they're going to influence you and get their money back. Well, Hollywood's on steroids because they put Leonardo DiCaprio in this, using filthy language, talking like that. His fans are going to imitate him because they admire him. And so they're getting brainwashed by Hollywood, who are laughing all the way to the bank. And I think it's about time we put a stop to it.
Chris Stone, founder of Faith Driven Consumer, issued an open letter to Hollywood in which he said, we hold a deep daily commitment to our faith, and therefore being true to the Bible is vitally important to us. This is the driving factor behind our healthy skepticism over the movie Noah. The stories in the Bible are the greatest ever told. They have everything that makes a film great: tension, good and evil, love and hate, passion, all building to an exciting and riveting culmination. The Bible is raw and unvarnished. Its heroes are complex and deeply flawed. to faith-driven customers, changing a biblical story like Noah by superimposing a revisionist message does not make the story more compelling. He goes on to say, in the run-up to the Lord of the Rings trilogy or the Harry Potter movies, journalists wrote extensively about the need to remain true to the books and ensure that these films still connected with their core audiences. By respecting these audiences and the stories as told in these novels, these films did indeed resonate and were successful business enterprises. I mean, we've got a movie with this Russell Crowe Noah movie coming out March 28th, where Noah actually kills somebody who allegedly snuck aboard the ark, but that's nowhere to be found in the biblical text.
And his daughter-in-laws are fornicating in the forest, and just a whole lot of just weird stuff that they've put in there. That's why we produced our movie, if I may mention it, Adam. It's called Noah and the Last Days. We took the real Noah. It's not about the character of Noah, but the fact that Jesus said, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be with the coming of the Son of Man. There are certain things that are happening in the Bible that Jesus warned would happen at the end of the age, the last days. And everyone's interested in the future. I mean, we have psychics saying they know the future. They don't. If they knew the future, they'd move to Las Vegas and predict the roll of the dice and be billionaires and living in mansions. But they don't know the future.
We're going to be right back with my guest, Ray Comfort, about his movie, Noah and the Last Days, in just a moment. I'm Adam McManus, here for Sean Rima. We welcome your calls. Do you plan on seeing the movie Noah? And if you're a Jewish person or a Christian person, are you offended that they stray so far from the biblical text? It was produced by an atheist, interestingly. Call me now, 599-5555. You can also sound off on our 550 KTSA Facebook page. Call me at 599-5555. Adam McManus here on 550 KTSA.
It's Trey Ware, the biggest stories of the day, plus news, traffic, and weather every 20 minutes. The 550 KTSA Morning News with Trey Ware starts tomorrow morning at 5.
World Vision, the Christian humanitarian organization with a $1 billion annual budget providing food and clothing to the impoverished, sold its soul as they now turn a blind eye from their employees marrying someone of the same gender. Perhaps they feared they might lose anywhere from $180 to $330 million of taxpayer money if they're not in the good graces of President Obama. Frankly, I think they should be ashamed. We'll tackle that in our 6:30 segment. My guest, though, since 6, Ray Comfort, producer of a new movie entitled Noah and the Last Days. You can learn more at the website noahthemovie.com. It's a striking contrast to the Hollywood blockbuster starring Russell Crowe, both being released on Friday, March 28th. We've heard a portion of the trailer from the Russell Crowe movie. Here's a portion of the trailer from Ray Comfort's movie.
10 prophecies that reveal the future of the world, your future. 10 indisputable signs, undeniable evidence that we are living in the last days. The future is coming. NoahTheMovie.com.
The Bible, Noah? No, I do not believe he existed.
So you don't think he built an ark?
No. I'm very comfortable with my atheism, but I support myths.
She supports myths, and she seems to be dovetailing a comment that Christopher Sims made on the 550 KTSA Facebook page. He said, well, the Noah story is fiction, whether it has the word God in it or not, and apparently the word God doesn't appear in the movie, not once. He said, it's all a myth. Read history. The facts do not add up that there ever even was a worldwide flood. Ray Comfort, what do you say?
I got to say, number one, Adam McManus, you are a professional. You found a gap in my sentence to get into the commercial break, and I was very impressed. Hey, this is just crazy. Look, we in our movie, and which is free, by the way, on YouTube. It's going up this afternoon. Another 2 hours, it'll be free. I challenge people. I say, okay, water doesn't dissipate. It's either evaporating up into the clouds or coming down. It always stays the same amount. If there was a worldwide catastrophic flood, there'd be evidence somewhere. There'd be water somewhere on the earth. And I say, look, 70% of the earth is covered in water. Where did it come from? People don't know. Never thought about it. I went to see an oceanographer. I said, where does water come from? This is a professor at Long Beach State University. He said, well, it came on comets. So I said, all the water that's on the earth came on comets. Okay. I said, where did the 28,000 different species of fish come from, including dolphins and whales and porpoises? Did they come on the comets? And he kicked me out. He put his hand on the lens and kicked me out. They haven't got a clue where the water come from. They don't know why. And think of all the different types of species of fish. And scientists think, some scientists think they came on the comets. There was primitive life on the comets. Mm.
They find that more believable than the creation story in Genesis.
Yeah, well, the creation story in Genesis is scientifically verifiable. I mean, the scientific method says it must be observable and repeatable. Genesis says every animal will bring forth after its own kind. 1.4 million different species all bring forth after their own kind, except for a few snails. It says there'll be male and female. And horses, cats, dogs, cows, mice, fish, everything has male and female, just as Genesis says. It's in the fossil record, and it's in the existing creation.
Not to mention the fact that there are fossils on the highest of mountains. How did they get there unless there was a worldwide flood? Lots of great answers at answersingenesis.org. Answersingenesis.org. See Ray Comfort's movie available for free on YouTube tonight. The website, NoahTheMovie.com. Adam McManus in for Sean Rima today through Thursday, 4 to 7. Coming up on tomorrow's broadcast at 5 o'clock, I'll have the two candidates in the GOP 23rd Congressional primary runoff as we anticipate the vote May 27th. Kiko Canseco will join me at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Will Hurd, my guest, at 5:30, so stay tuned for that. In our last half hour, I want to devote some time to this disturbing development in the largest humanitarian organization in the world. They raise and implement, with the help of people around the world, food and clothing for the impoverished. $1 billion is their annual budget. World Vision is their name, 1,100 employees just here in the American branch, and this largest humanitarian organization in the world, founded on Christian principles, said, since World Vision is a multi-denominational organization that welcomes employees from more than 50 denominations, and since a number of these denominations in recent years have sanctioned same-sex marriage for Christians, the World Vision Board, in keeping with our practice of deferring to church authority in the lives of our staff and desiring to treat all of our employees equally, chose to adjust our policy. That led to the announcement by Richard Stearns of World Vision. Thus, the World Vision Board has modified our employee standards of conduct to allow a Christian in a legal same-sex marriage to be employed at World Vision. I think you always have to ask the tough questions when you hear announcements like this. What motivated them? Why would they do this? Were they pressured by an employee group? Was there a lawsuit being threatened? What exactly was in play? Well, I'll tell you what was in play. With a $1 billion annual budget, B as in boy, World Vision has accessed and uses taxpayer money from America to the tune of $180 to $330 million, because they estimate that they use anywhere from 18 to 33% of their annual billion-dollar budget is from the American taxpayers. And when they started taking taxpayer money, World Vision, founded as a Christian relief organization, abandoned evangelism, abandoned the idea of sharing faith in Christ as their motivation for giving food and water to those in need around the world. That's where the first step down the slippery slope started. The next step now is abandoning morality and saying that we're just going to say it's okay if our own employees marry someone of the same gender, even though the Bible is clearly very forthright on that. From Genesis 2 to Matthew 19, about God's creative design. You've heard it said many a time, God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And that model Christian and non-Christians are very familiar with should remain the model for a Christian humanitarian organization. I mean, if they're going to throw off the what they apparently believe are the shackles of Holy Scripture, then I think they should rename themselves to Worldly Vision instead of World Vision, because they've abandoned Scripture, they've abandoned the clear teachings of Christ, and they are doing all under the name and the auspices of neutrality on a highly charged issue. Brian Fisher, a columnist for the American Family Association, says this position is hardly neutral. On the issue of same-sex marriage, World Vision has clearly switched jerseys, and they're now playing for the other team. What makes it even more appalling, especially for those of us who profess a Christian faith, or Jewish faith for that matter, is that Bob Stearns of World Vision said he and his World Vision board, this largest humanitarian organization in the globe, literally spent months in prayer. Now, the question is, why would you need to pray about something that has been so clearly defined and articulated in the Bible? That God created man for woman, woman for man, and Jesus himself affirmed that in the New Testament in a number of instances. Why would you need to pray about that for months less? And why would anyone believe that the answer after, if they actually were praying to God, I doubt they were, why would anyone believe that God would say, yeah, it's okay, same-sex marriage is okay, and contradict what he's clearly revealed in Scripture? I think it's pathetic, it's shameful, and World Vision is going to see a lot of people like myself, who in the past have been sponsors of children overseas through World Vision, pull their money and use it elsewhere with groups like Compassion International, for example, that is unashamedly a Christian organization. Or, hey, if you're an atheist, if you're a homosexual and you think it's okay, you want an organization that doesn't talk about Christianity. You want an organization that affirms homosexual marriage, that provides humanitarian aid to kids and the needy around the world. Then I guess World Vision would be your organization. But most of the people that give through World Vision claim a faith, Judaism, Christianity primarily. And I think that the vast majority of the money, the 20 to 70% of the money that they get through private donations outside of the taxpayer money from the Obama administration, that might just start drying up. What do you think? Give me a call. 599-5555. That's 599-5555 here on the Sean Rimas Show with Adam McManus. We've got several lines open. Deborah, up first on this topic. Welcome.
This is reminding me just a wee bit of the guy from eHarmony.com who sort of left it being an entirely Christian organization and ended up helping homosexuals who wanted to get together.
That's right. His name is Neil Clark Warren. He founded eHarmony.com to help Christians find a mate. And he launched it through Dr. James Dobson's former program, Focus on the Family, became a multimillionaire as a result. It was wildly successful. And they do unique things by asking hundreds of questions. I myself was on there prior to getting married, and they ask lots of very deeply interesting questions to get to know you as a person, and then they match you up scientifically with others who share your Christian faith but also would be a good complement to your personality. But as time wore on and as he began advertising outside of the typical Christian marketplace, he began getting lots of people who weren't necessarily Christians coming aboard as those looking to find a spouse, number one. And number two, when asked would he eventually provide for same-sex matching, he said, well, it's right now it's only legal in one or two states. I might consider that if we get further down the road. Didn't respond from a Christian perspective while he claims to be a Christian, and then ultimately was indeed sued by homosexuals who wanted to be matched up through eHarmony.com, and he chose instead to maintain an interest in his business plan. He put together another site that matches homosexuals up for love and alleged marriage, I guess, in the states that approve it. This kind of compromising has happened before and within this kind of context, hasn't it?
Yeah, and so surprise, surprise. I will certainly encourage any Christian friends of mine who I find out are involved with World Vision to rethink that.
Thank you, Deborah, for your call. I was especially interested to read yesterday, I believe it was, or perhaps even last week, Cardinal Raymond Burke's remarks about President Obama. This is the Vatican's Chief Justice. He said this week that the policies of President Obama have become progressively more hostile toward Christian civilization, adding that Obama appears to be a totally secularized man who aggressively promotes anti-life, anti-family policies. This is who this man is. And this is who World Vision and their board and their CEO, Richard Stearns, is catering to, because they don't want to lose the $180 to $330 million annually that they get through the Obama administration and your tax money. Because it would look pretty bad to be politically incorrect and oppose homosexual marriage when you've got a president who's in favor of it. Let's take a quick time out. We'll be back with your calls, starting with Josh. I'm Adam McManus, in for Sean Rima. The number, 599-5555. That's 599-5555. It's 646 on 550 KTSA.
San Antonio's Severe Weather Station. News Talk 550 KTSA.
Adam McManus, in for Sean Rima today, tomorrow, and Thursday, 4 to 7. Don't forget, Kiko Canseco and Will Hurd, my guests, tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour as they battle it out in the 23rd Congressional GOP primary runoff slated for May 27th. We've been talking about World Vision, the largest humanitarian organization in the world, a $1 billion annual budget, 18 to 33%, depending upon whom you believe, comes from you, the taxpayers, $180 to $330 million, and no doubt they felt some pressure to compromise their Christian convictions because of Obama's pro-homosexual marriage policy, to say that they will now, in their 1,100 employees in America, allow for and fund the health care of homosexual couples. Let's go right to the talk lines, 599-5555. I also want to share some bias on the Michelle Obama China front in just a moment. But first, Josh, up next on 550 KTSA with Adam McManus.
Thank you, Adam. Hi. You do realize that in heaven, the Lord makes it really clear that there is no heterosexual or homosexual relationships, romantic relationships. Yet people really spend a lot of attention on having to go to heaven, but you have to be straight, or you have to be gay, celibate. And when the Lord talked about relationships, he said that, you know, there are some people that are eunuchs, there are some people that are made to be single and give their life to God and serve him out of love. And others, he says, are burning with the fire inside them.
Right, which is all of us, except for the eunuchs.
Well, some people do have a strong calling, and they're okay with God's grace to live a single life.
Right.
Like
and
the priest.
Right. Or the nuns, right.
But, yeah. And so one of my arguments is it seems that when people hear that part of the scripture, he says, you know, if you are burning with the fire, that you should get married.
Right.
Except if you're homosexual. But the Lord didn't say that. That's what we say.
Well, I mean, I think the Bible is clear that homosexual behavior and that relationship is not something that he has endorsed. I mean, you can look at Romans 1, you can look at Leviticus 18:22. But beyond that, I think Richard Stearns, the head of World Vision, has absolutely dropped the ball on this. He's compromised his faith, and no doubt he's witnessing what President Obama has openly threatened Uganda with, to cut off aid for opposing the mainstreaming of homosexuality there. World Vision says Brian Fisher of the American Family Association and its leaders apparently have decided they and their principals can be bought for a price. Their 30 pieces of silver are worth somewhere between $180 million and $333 million, and I think he says that well. We have... How long is that clip, the CBS clip? All right, let's listen to CBS talk about Michelle Obama in China, despite the fact American journalists were barred from traveling with her.
Michelle Obama hit a hot-button issue in China by praising freedom of speech in America.
My husband and I are on the receiving end of plenty of questioning and criticism from our media and our fellow citizens, and it's not always easy, but we wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Because time and again, we have seen that countries are stronger and more prosperous when the voices of and opinions of all their citizens can be heard.
Over the weekend, the First Lady took in the Great Wall of China with daughters Malia and Sasha, an experience she blogged about on the White House website.
It is day three of our trip to China. We're still in Beijing. The length of the Great Wall of China is approximately 13,000 miles.
Jan Crawford of CBS This Morning hypes Michelle Obama's promotion of free speech in China, yet never mentions that American journalists were not allowed to travel with the First Lady on her trip. Can you imagine if First Lady Laura Bush had done this and they had restricted access to the media, by the media? I mean, we would never have heard the end of it in every single report. I'm Adam McManus. Learn more about me at my website, adammcmanus.net, mcmanus.net. In for Sean Reimer here on 550 KTSA. I'll see you tomorrow at 4.